From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Online gamblers crapped out today as the U.S. House of Representatives voted to block credit card companies from sending funds to offshore gambling houses. The bill that passed would also allow internet service providers to block certain gambling websites here in the U.S. From the Capitol, NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
For people with a lot of gamble in them, as it's called, online casinos have made something they already love, betting, all the easier. Want to put $200 on the Seahawks to cover the spread, or play blackjack or poker? No problem. Just head over to your computer. No need to even change out of your pajamas. But for those with less gamble in them, people like Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, these websites are a menace.
This is about America's families, like the one in my district whose son committed suicide, the young student in Congressman Dent's district, who, when he ran up thousands of dollars in internet gambling debts, robbed a bank. Support this legislation and send a great measure across the Capitol for the other body to consider.
Goodlatte was one of the sponsors of the Internet Gambling Prohibition and Enforcement Act, which passed the House today by a wide margin. The bill bars credit card companies from transacting with online casinos, pretty much all of which are located outside of U.S. jurisdiction. Of course, any online gambler would tell you that the credit card companies were already complying with this idea long ago. All people have to do is use a third-party service to get access to their money, a fact not lost on Democrat Robert Scott of Virginia.
If we wanted to get serious about internet gambling, you should have put in here it's illegal to gamble. That's not in the bill. This bill is a message bill. It is unenforceable. You can't regulate it. It'd be make more sense since the cat is out of the bag. Many countries are running internet gambling operations already. If we're going to do anything, we ought to regulate the operations, supervise it, and tax it.
The bill also allows internet service providers to block some of the gambling websites. What it doesn't do is regulate online betting on horses or certain lotteries. Critics say that was a bow to the apparently powerful horse racing lobby. And then there was the ghost of Jack Abramoff. At multiple points in the debate, people on both sides of the issue tried to paint their opponents as unwittingly doing the bidding of the now disgraced lobbyist. Back when he was working for a group called E-Lottery, Abramoff used his influence to help kill a similar online gambling ban. This time, though, the bill sailed through, 317 votes to 93.
Yeah, you forget to eat, forget to drink. Get to go to the bathroom.
David Walkove is a TV writer in Los Angeles who, between writing gigs, supplements his income by playing a lot of online poker. He keeps a record online of every poker hand he's ever played, which totals...
at least half a million hands.
500,000 hands.
Yeah, I would say at least that much.
Aside from your heart beating, do you think you've done anything else 500,000 times in your life?
Definitely not.
Walkove doesn't consider himself a problem gambler. He has a real job and a real life, which he says he doesn't ignore in the pursuit of poker. He does say the internet makes it easier for casual gamblers to get in over their heads. And it's easy, he says, for kids to set up accounts with their parents' credit card. But even then, he says,
you know, a real problem gambler will get in his car, drive to an Indian reservation, pawn his car, play all day. I mean, they'll just keep playing until they're broke. So I understand the need to legislate it, but at the same time, if you have it in you, if you have the desire to go and gamble, you're going to gamble anyway.
The bill now moves to the Senate, where it likely won't be a high priority. Experts say as far as it actually getting to a vote, don't bet on it. Luke Burbank, NPR News, the Capitol.